Namaste, my children. Welcome to the first episode of Sage.Wave, the official podcast of Sage Sound. Let's get it. All right, so what I want to get into today is a topic that I've heard, you know, or read or seen a lot of people or a lot of independent artists talk about. It's a topic that is really pressing and really important to the artists, and that's about building a fan base and monetizing your audience. Now, there's so many people who say that you should build a fan base, right? When you ask them, look, how do I become successful as an independent artist? You know, how do I get people to listen to my music? The first thing they're going to tell you is, oh yeah, you got to build your audience. You got to build your fan base. How do you do that though, right? How do I actually build that fan base? And I'll be like, oh yeah, you just got to network and talk to a lot of people and build supporters and all that stuff. And then give you a bunch of tips and tricks. Because that's what they got to do. Because they want you to feel like they care about you so you can buy their shit. That's what everybody's doing online. And, you know, if you ever want to do that, you know, you could do it too. But really, that's something that, you know, that I personally am not a big fan of. And that's not what I'm trying to do here. I'm not trying to do no tips and tricks videos or podcasts. You know, I'm not trying to give you a piece of the pie and try to lure you in to buy shit from me. I'm going to tell you as it is. Like, look, the music industry is hard, whether you're doing it on the internet or you're doing the groundwork on the streets. It's hard. It doesn't matter. And you got to think about it, first of all, like a business. It doesn't matter if your business is online or it's a local business. It's still a business, and it doesn't make it any easier. In fact, I would say it's harder to make it on the internet, because even though there's so much potential on the internet, you know, at the same time, it's so hard to actually get noticed because there's so much noise and there's so many people on the internet. And you have so much competition. There's millions of independent artists like yourself trying to do the same thing, all trying to get attention from the same group of people. And, you know, we see this every day. And we see, like, a lot of the artists who are actually making it, who have all the followers and, you know, they get all the clout, the money, and then they're getting signed and getting sponsorships. These guys don't even make that great of music, right? These guys aren't really talented as such, yet they're doing so many big things. So when you see shit like that, you as a talented artist will be like, damn, like, these guys aren't even half as talented as I am, but they're getting so much attention. Why is that? And that's the first thing when it comes to building an audience. These guys have a personality, and that's what works nowadays. It's like, you gotta have a personality that people can really not just relate to, but can entertain people or inspire people. Like, shit like that, that, you know, kind of helps people to feel like you're a human being and you're not just trying to shove your music down their throats. That's what a lot of artists are doing now. That's why people get into beefs, fake beefs at that. That's why artists troll, you know, guys like 6ix9ine, master trollers. You know, everybody's trying to do something to get people's attention. They're trying to create an image, and that's really everything that's going on right now, is people create images to get people to like them first as a human being, and then they give them the music. And that's why guys like Fatboy SSE, they're so big on the internet. I think he got like 5 million followers right now, and that's just from him. Like, he posts funny videos of himself and, you know, does some crazy shit, and people like it. People are entertained by that, and they laugh at it, and they follow him. And when his music is ready, he drops some music, right? And of course, because he has such a large fan base, a good percentage of those people are going to listen to his songs. So how can you create a personality that is attractive? You don't have to make whack music. The problem is, and I think this is a problem with every talented person, including myself, is we think that we're so good that we don't need to do all the shit that most people are doing. We think we're like a special breed of people, and nothing is really bothering us, right? You know, we're just on a different level, and we don't need to put as much work. You know, the people are gonna come, the friends are gonna come. We just gotta keep doing what we're doing, right? Unfortunately, that's not the case. And even the talented artists, they've seen this, and they're capitalizing on it too. So their fans get good music and good personality. Well, not always good personality, but you know, it's something that people like, people enjoy, like substance, right? So not just in your music, but in how you're creating that fan base. Now, when it comes to networking, and connecting with people to create like a net, I would say, or a web of like-minded people, people who are interested in music, music fans trying to build a street team. That's like major work. That's, I would say, that's probably like 80% of what you're going to be doing when you first get on the scene. Like, you should be focused extremely on networking. Now, I'm not going to just tell you that and leave you to do whatever and hit up random people. When I say networking, I'm not saying DM a bunch of people your SoundCloud links. It's not going to work. I'm telling you. Nobody's going to listen to that shit. They'll be pissed off and they're going to block you. Don't do it. Trust me. You know, and I get it. Like, a lot of people, when they first start, you know, they'll probably do a little bit of spamming. I've done it. We've all done it at some point, and then we got wiser. So you don't want to do that. I'm not saying, you know, spam people. I'm saying, like, you know, hit up somebody who is probably an artist too and say, hey, look, I like your music. I love what you're doing. Talk to them, chop it up with them, build a little bit of a rapport, trying to find common things that the both of y'all are interested in. And then you bring up a collaboration idea, you know, saying, hey, look, I really think it would be dope if we collaborated. It would be great. You know, you make good music and I'm just on the scene, like, it would be awesome, man. And 9 times out of 10, because you formed that friendship with them first, they probably won't try to charge you. I know that some artists charge for your future, but that's only if I said a feature, a feature. And well, shit, I kind of like lost my train of thought there. Hold on, let me get myself back. All right, so if an artist that you reach out to charges for a feature, 9 times out of 10, if you build a relationship with them first and they feel like y'all are like buddies now, they probably won't charge you. Or if they're still gonna charge you, they won't charge you as much. Now, if an artist does charge you, don't run away and say, hey, look, I'm not paying this dude. Like, I don't know who you are. I don't know if it's going to be beneficial to me. You got to understand that this artist worked hard as shit to build his own audience. So in his mind, he's thinking, I'm not going to just let you get on my platform for free without you doing any work and get exposed to a bunch of my followers. So they're thinking from a business perspective, and you can't blame them. But then you got to work around it and you got to negotiate. Don't just take any price they give you as it is. You got to negotiate, create like a rapport with them, like I said in the beginning. So when y'all are like buddies and y'all are more like closer to each other, you can comfortably negotiate and find ways that you can get them interested in you as a person, so they can help you out with the price. They'll give you a good price or do it for free. And they'll probably take, if it was supposed to be a 50-50 percentage split, you know, they'll probably take, you know, 60% and give you 40. You know, whichever one is good for you. Personally, I would rather pay up front than split a percentage of 60-40. Because if that song blows up, you're going to be losing big time. So if you're going to, at least, if you're going to invest, just invest and get it out the way. Because it is a business. Now, when y'all do a collaboration and, you know, the artist posts the song on his social media to his, I don't know, let's say it has like 30,000 followers, right, 40,000 followers on Instagram, and he posts like a visualizer, or, you know, maybe it's even a music video, I don't know, depending on what y'all do with it, and there are a lot of people that are commenting on it like, yo, this shit is hot, this is dope. Don't just sit there and be like, oh yeah, you know, this dude just posts his music, everybody's listening to me now. Go into the comments and reply to every single comment. That way you create like relationships with his own audience, people in his own audience, and you're getting that's where your money is being made at. You're making money Well, I don't know if you're making money. I'm thinking of something else, so shit. Scratch that. You're not making money. You're getting fans. You're trying to build your audience. So you reply to these people and they'll be like, oh, this dude has responded to me. Let me try. You know, some of them will want to establish a communication sequence with you. I don't know why I said communication sequence. I couldn't think of a better word, but they'll try to establish a communication thingy. Y'all will talk. They'll probably DM you or you DM them. Get to know you a little bit as an artist. Boom, you got a new fan. And now you just tapped into that artist's network and gotten a few people out of his network for yourself that you could start creating something around. And then when you create your own solo project, that supporters, those few supporters that you've managed to establish, you could reach out to them and be like, yo, I just made this new record. Can you share it with your people? And, you know, let me know what they think about it. And boom, they'll put it on their platform and their followers will listen to it. If they like you, they'll come back to your page, check you out. And, you know, now you've created more fans for yourself through referrals. So you got people to refer you to other music fans, and now you're expanding your network. Now you have a network of supporters who like you as a person and they love your music. So now you have a solid network. How do you monetize it? If you do this for a little bit, collaborate with more people, grow your audience, you know, create a good brand identity. How do you monetize that audience? That is the next step. Now, if you've been posting on SoundCloud or AudioMac, you probably want to start putting your stuff on streaming platforms. A certain percentage of your audience will be either on Spotify, Apple Music. A very small percentage will be on Tidal and the other streaming platforms that I can't think of right now. So once you have your music on those streaming platforms, you can now reach out to your network and say, hey, look, I just put my music on streaming platforms, you know, support me by just giving it to listen, because, you know, I get paid for each play and all that stuff. And they'll support you. They fuck with you, right? Cool. Now, let's say you want to do a show. That's the next step. You can't leave shows out of the equation. You're going to create what I call a street team. And don't hesitate to attempt to travel. It doesn't have to be in your city alone. If you have a network in your city, awesome. Perform in your city. Have these people in your street team, you know, hand out flyers and stuff and talk to people to come to your gig. And y'all will talk and they'll talk to people. And, you know, in exchange, you give them free merchandise, free music, and free backstage passes to your show. Boom. Now you've reached out to more people, and those people who come to watch you at that gig, they'll fuck with you. Some of them would, some of them won't. You know, that's just how it is. Don't just let them go. Collect their contact information. Say, hey, look, thank you, man. Thank you so much for the support. What's your number? They'll feel special. They'll be like, oh shit, like, this dude actually cares about me. So they'll give you their contact information, their phone number, or Instagram, or email address. Now you've expanded your network even more by doing gigs and shows and, you know, getting paid by promoters. Now you're actually making money off your songs because you have a network of people that could get other people to come to clubs to watch you perform, and you get paid by promoters. Now you've created a buzz and a hype around yourself. You want to create other types of content. So you're not just going to do music alone. You want to post pictures on your Instagram. You can do, you know, if you're in a comedy, you can do a little comedy skit. Now, not everybody should do a comedy skit. I'm telling you, don't try to do a comedy skit like some rappers are doing, because if you're not funny, people are just going to be pissed. So if comedy is not your thing, you could be a motivational speaker or something like that. You know, you can inspire people, give words of wisdom. Or, you know, you could I don't know, think of something, be creative, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give you everything, you know, even though I'm a nice guy and I'm breaking everything down for you, you still got to use your brain, because, shit. So, you know, that's just some things you could do to get started. I just laid out a good plan for you. If you're wise, you'll be writing all of this down, because this is how you get shit done. You create a network, and then you monetize that network by putting your music on streaming platforms, creating merchandise, giving them for free to the initial network that you have, and then having them refer other people to you. They feel like they know you personally, and they talk to people about you like you're a celebrity. And because they're getting something from you as well, they'll talk to people like you're somebody. And people get that impression and approach you that way. So, this is shit that, you know, they don't break down for you. They just tell you all that shit that's high in the air. But because this is a podcast, I lay everything down and I'm not holding back. Because whether you take this piece of information and never come back to me again, it doesn't matter. It's good karma for me. And I just like the idea that I could just sit down here and share my knowledge, because there's so much bullshit going on in the industry and everybody's faking it like fuck. Even the people who you think care about you, they don't give a fuck about you. They're doing it so that you can be in their ecosystem or whatever. I don't know. It's just fucked. And so I'm going to break that rule and I'm going to put it all out there. And this could be applied to producers as well. Now, for producers, if you're listening to this, you probably want to kind of reshape the strategy a little bit. But it's the same thing. Create a personality or personal brand or a brand that's likable. Either one, same thing, same difference. Network with people. Don't just hit people up and try to get them to buy your beats. That shit don't work anymore. It could work, but hey, if you want to put all your effort into something that's going to yield little results, by all means, go ahead. But network with people, create a network, and then have them promote your beats for you and refer people back to you and build your fucking audience, dog. It's the most important thing. Build your audience. You're artists, man. Producers, recording artists, rappers, singers. We're all artists. Fuck it. We're fucking artists. We make art. So, that's it for today, guys. Whew. That was a lot of talking, and I am just, like, spent right now. I don't talk a lot like this, to be honest. But I'm glad I did it. Glad I got it out the way. Once again, this was Sage.Wave, the official podcast. I like that name. It has a nice ring to it. Let me know what you think about my podcast name. You know, it's all about the people. If you don't fuck with it, might change it. But I like it, though. So please love it as well. All right, I'll catch y'all later. Stay wavy.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.